Penguin Random House Audio presents Providence by Caroline Kepnes, read for you by MacLeod Andrews, Emily Rankin, and Paul Michael. It is true, we shall be monsters, cut off from all the world. But on that account, we shall be more attached to one another. Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, Frankenstein. Nashua.
John. I brung Pedro home for Thanksgiving break, and tomorrow I have to bring him back to school. You're not supposed to say brung. You're supposed to say brought. But I like the way brung sounds, like you're cold and ringing a bell. Brung! Nobody can kick your ass for what you think in your mind. Not even your mom. Mine is stirring spaghetti sauce on the stove and shaking her head at me. Get that rat out of my kitchen, she says. Pedro's not a rat, I say. He's a hamster. My mom doesn't budge. Whatever he is, he's not staying in my kitchen. I'm not going to keep repeating myself, John. Take that thing outside now. She always calls it my kitchen, same way my dad calls the TV my TV and the puffy chair my chair. My only territory is my bedroom. I guess my shed, too, but that's in the woods and technically it belongs to Mrs. Curry. Everything else, in the house, indoors, belongs to my parents. I take Pedro outside to the swing set, even though I'm too old for it. He shivers. Come on, little guy, I say. You're from New Hampshire. You can handle it. The truth is, I don't know if Pedro was born here. Maybe he was born in Bermuda and got shipped here.